consider that tonight, and that's the journey of the heart. It doesn't matter who you've been, where you've been, or where you're coming from, or who you are, but it does matter where you're going. Every journey we looked at this evening ended at the feet of Jesus Christ, Messiah, God's divine promise, the Savior of all mankind. Matthew chapter 1, as the angel delivered the message to Joseph that day, he said, "She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin." Jesus, Jesus, Mashiach, Savior. Oh, what a name. There are other names that he was given. Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, he was called Emmanuel. And Matthew interprets that as being God with us. This babe whose birth we celebrate this Christmas season, his name is Savior. And there's no babe that was ever born upon the face of this earth that had such a mission or such a purpose or such value. Scriptures give him hundreds of names, but no name is greater than the name Jesus. Paul wrote about his purpose when he wrote in Philippians chapter 2. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto the death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at that name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. This Son of God, seed of woman, Messiah, Savior, became obedient to the cruelest form of death man has ever devised, all to pay the price of your sin and mine. Isaiah chapter 53, we see, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace is upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one unto his own way. And the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all." Yes, Christ died in your place and in my place. The price of sin, your sin and my sin, he paid. Hebrews 9:22 says, "Without the shedding of blood is no remission of sin." Blood had to be shed for your sin. Blood had to be shed for mine. And Christ shed that blood for us. Hebrews 9:12 says, "But by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained an eternal redemption for us." And 1 John 1:7, a wonderful promise. "The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." That was his purpose. That was his reason. no better reason, no better purpose, no more higher calling than to be obedient to death, even the death of the cross. How about your heart tonight? Has your heart taken the journey that these others that we talked about tonight did? Have you come to the feet of Christ, the Messiah, the Savior of mankind, the one who came to take away the sin of the world, the Lamb of God? If not, make that journey just now. I'm going to have the choir stand again. We'll sing again, "Let Him In." And if the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart and you want to come and use the altar to thank Him for the gift that He's given, or to come and confess your sin and accept Christ, please do so.